France's Constant Lestienne and Valentini Grammaticopoulou of Greece came away as champions as the Odlum Brown Van Open Tennis Tournament returned to West Vancouver's Hollyburn Country Club for the first time since 2019. Grammaticopoulou got championship Sunday, August 21, started in fine style, completing an epic run of upsets with a 6-2, 6-4 victory over second seed Lucia Bronzetti of Italy to win the women's title. In doing so, Grammaticopoulou became the first woman to claim the Van Open singles title after fighting through the qualifying round to make it into the tournament. It was also the first career WTA title for the 25-year-old. "It feels very special because I came without a coach and I had a lot of support from my friends here. I enjoyed Vancouver so much that in the end, I was really relaxed playing tennis," Grammaticopoulou said after the win. "This year has been really tough. I had a lot of anxiety and depression because when you don't have results, it really affects your life and on the court as well." On the men's side, it was two countrymen battling in the final, with Lestienne topping fellow Frenchman Arthur Rinderknecht 6-0, 4-6, 6-3 to win the title. Lestienne, who claimed his third challenger title of the last 2 months, also beat a Frenchman in the Van Open semi-finals to make Sunday's final. "The match with Arthur was tough. We know each other, we're friends, and it's never easy to play against each other," said Lestienne. "You have to forget that you are friends and try to give your best, so today it went to me. It was really tight and maybe the next one will go to Arthur, he's a good player." British Columbia native Vasek Pospisil had a strong showing in the tournament, reaching the semi-finals before losing 4-6, 4-6 Rinderknecht. This was the first year that the tournament held ATP Challenger Tour 125 and WTA 125 level designations, offering more points and prize money than any other event in Van Open history. At twitter.com/sports_AndyAprilist @nsnews.com.